Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So September 11th, this day means so much to all of us, whether it's collectively or individually, and so many of us have a personal connection to September 11th or a community-wide connection. I don't think anybody has not been affected by this. Most of us have had a family member who died in the towers or was affected by some of the medical sequela that happened. We've all been going through a mass transformation when it comes to travel, when it comes to security, and it's a day that should unite us and remind us that we need to be very, very prepared. You will be revisiting a lot of the stories that happened, where in one tower, when the first tower got hit, those in the other tower were told to stay put so that first responders could help people get out of the first tower, and then when the second tower got hit, they were sadly a sitting duck. You heard stories of, I saw an interview of somebody who came to work late that day, and they interviewed him the next day, and he said, I thought I was going to get fired, and I didn't know that I was going to be alive because I came to work late that day. And it just blows my mind. Still, I'm in shock. Some of the terrorists, especially the ringleaders, were in Las Vegas, and we didn't know at the time. And I had saw one at an urgent care. One was ill. Took care of them. Didn't know. This was before September 11th. Only to find out later when I saw him on TV, like I just saw him. And when I went to the clinic to reconfirm that that's what happened, the staff person sitting behind the desk was shaking, and I'm like, they were here, huh? And she said, yeah, and the FBI had taken the records, and so I know with HIPAA you aren't supposed to, you know, grab the records and read them again and all that, but HIPAA was just starting to kind of take more form, and I was just in such shock that I just needed to know what happened. And then reports came out that they were in Vegas. One got sick. Got treated. Some of them went to a strip joint, and one of my patients was the one that I guess was dancing at the time and saw them there at the strip joint, and she said they were just very quiet and very calm, and you know, that was the feeling I got from this person who I took care of. It was, I've never seen a look on a person's face like that before. I've never seen an attitude like that before. I've worked with people who were depressed. I've worked with people who were suicidal. I've never been face to face with somebody who was about to commit one of the most ungodly acts. And that's probably why I never saw a face or a sort of, I can't even describe what his face looked like before, and hopefully I never will. And so it's we've all been affected, and even the younger generation. So, you know, I've had two kids born a little bit before, a little bit after September 11th, and their only life, all they know is that, you know, our soil could be attacked at any time. You know, when I grew up, we knew about Pearl Harbor, but it was started to be distant. You know, Pearl Harbor happened in 41. Most of the other attacks were smaller in nature, but this was one of the largest attacks that wasn't military, that just hit civilians. And the pictures of the civilians falling out of the buildings and begging for help and covered in dust, and it's something that I think really, really changed the way the Gen X's and the millennials and even us and the Gen Z's in terms of what life is like. And it's, nobody necessarily should be paranoid or always feeling like we're being attacked, but it gave those of us who thought we were safe, no one's ever going to bug us, the country is as foolproof as possible, just showed how vulnerable we are. So vulnerable to the point that we lost almost 3,000 people and still counting from those who were exposed to the asbestos and the chemicals and the dust that are still coming down with cancer and other afflictions. And so it's a different world. And people say, gosh, you know, what's wrong with the newer generations? The newer generations, it's been all about September 11th. It's been all about computers. It's been all about cyber attacks. They are growing up in a world where they know that there is always another entity, somebody watching. It's not that you could be in this country and you could be safe, even though we really are gifted and blessed to have the safety that we have, but we are vulnerable. Knowing that there could be Chinese balloons capturing our information, reports that we have people from other countries pretending to be tourists to get on the bases. You know, I think our generations are being a little bit more savvy that we might not be safe. So what do we learn from this? What do we take from this? Well, one is be ready. What TSA does, God bless TSA. I know many of you guys can't stand them. You know, you give them a hard time, but they're trying to make sure nothing like September 11th happens again. And airports are taking advantage, charging, you know, $6 a water bottle, but it's not the TSA's fault. The TSA is making sure we're safe on a plane. The safety that now we have to incorporate in schools, in buildings, in our cyber systems. We need a level of preparedness. You know, when I was in Israel, the one thing I could characterize Israel as is prepared. And it's because they always have to be prepared. And it's just a state, and nobody wants to be paranoid. They just know if you see an empty bag, if you see, you know, if somebody throws something near your stuff, don't touch it. In America, you know, there was somebody who threw their stuff near ours. We quickly got it away, and, you know, people are like, what are you doing that for? It's like, well, we don't want, you know, what are they throwing near us? What is this? And, you know, security got involved, checked it out. It's one of those things where you have to not be in a bubble, and you have to understand that there are people that want nothing more than Americans off the face of this earth. So what September 11th means to me is, one, we honor the victims, two, we unite because we're America first, and three, we prepare such that nothing like this could ever happen again. 1-877-DALI, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being told that there is a teachers union, and this blows my mind. We got so much going on. I mean, and we have so much bigger fish to fry. And one of the big things that is being such a focus these days, not only in the media and in education, is gender and gender identity. And I get it's very, very important for somebody who wants to identify who they are. But I would love to see the same amount of headlines on what are we doing for the kids' scores? What are we doing for their reading abilities? What are we doing, you know, to get them ready for everyday life and teaching them trades? So apparently parents are outraged after an email from a teachers union revealed members were instructed to get rid of evidence of students' transgender information. This is according to a CBS report. Apparently a Jefferson County Education Association's The Jefferson County Education Association had an alleged email that revealed that students were surveyed regarding their preferred pronouns. CBS reported that the email said, if you do a questionnaire, please make it a paper and pencil activity. Any digital records are more permanent and may be requested under federal law. Now, why do they have to... why do they have to now, while a child is trying to figure out how to do the times tables, how to, why is that a focus? The union reportedly told teachers to make your notations about students and not hold on to the documents. Why? Why are these documents, don't they have other priorities? Denise Crawford, a mom of three children in the same school district, said she felt deceived, lied to, taken advantage of. She reportedly learned about the survey after one of her children came home with a paper questioning his gender identity. You know, so I am of the thought, as a physician, that much of what happens in the media is over-exaggerated, that, is COVID really the, going to decimate the whole entire planet? No, we could have relaxed a little bit and addressed it more appropriately. Giving stupid guidance that got people at more risk. Do we have to all panic and take antibiotics for every single time we hear a case of Vibrio that somebody gets? And so I like to really kind of calm things down. But one thing that I have been questioning is it the media that's bringing up all this gender identity and asking kids to redefine themselves? Is it the school? Is that really, really happening? Well, apparently in some school districts, it really is a priority. So a child getting excited about the new school year, going to school, getting dressed up, is being asked, what are you? How do you want to identify? Now, what is on that child's mind? On that child's mind, it's fitting in. So they look to their friend, what are you putting? I'm putting neutral. What are you putting? You know what? Okay, you know what? I'm gender neutral too. This is a little scary. When I apply for a job, every now and then I look for some visiting professor positions. They want to know my identity. They say it's voluntary. And I get, because, they want to know, is it Mr. or Mrs., although I'm doctor. You don't have to worry about gender when it's doctor. But it's for a child, that's a little, that's kind of a little overwhelming. But they don't want the parents to know about it. Don't you want the parents to prepare the child so they don't get freaked out that they've been peeing with dad? They've been pulling dad's finger. Right? They've been, coming with mom into the girls' bathroom. You go with daddy, you go with mommy. And then all of a sudden they're faced with, but do you want to be a boy or girl? Don't they want the parents to kind of prepare them for that earth-shattering revelation that they might not be who they are and the body they're in? I think that could be very, very confusing for the average child. So according to Jeffco Kids First, dozens of teachers were involved. The board member Susan Miller told CBS that the leadership actually provided an avenue to get around the law and basically saying it was okay. I don't feel I could trust the teachers. This is according to the mother. So the mom claimed that the survey said this is not, when she brought it to the principal, they said this is not political. It's just they're breaking the law. Miller also shared her daughter is gay and her nephew is transgender, adding she is not against the LGBTQ community. But she thinks that everyone involved should face the consequences, the same thing that would happen to anybody breaking the law, accountability and correction. I want parents to know the district takes this very seriously. So, there's parents' rights. Under the Federal Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, parents have a right to review their children's educational records maintained by a school. So the educational records include that the child is not a boy or the child is not a girl or the child is gender fluid or gender neutral. Then that would be on their records. It has sex and, it used to say male, female. Now it would probably have other letters in there. So are they now going to falsify the, what blows my mind is if a child you know, let's say, is doing poor in school. Right? They want to get the parents involved. Now, somebody could say, but the problem with this is the children don't want their parents to know that they're identifying as something else. Well, I'm sure the average child doesn't want their parents to know that they're failing a class. The average child doesn't want their parents to know that they had a gun or a weapon on them. The average child doesn't want their parents to know that they had vapes or cigarettes or opiates. So if the school has a process and a protocol on how to notify parents that something serious could be going on with the child and the child needs support and action, meaning whether it's a transitioning or not, why is something so mind-blowingly important as the way a child wants to be identified, that being hidden? I mean, if a school really, really wants that child to not be misgendered and to be able to be the gender they want to be, then don't you think they're worried about how he or she is 365 days of the year at night on the weekends? What, do they force the child to change their clothes back to the way mom and dad think because this all has to be quiet? I mean, the parents are going to find out eventually. And I really wonder if some teachers don't even want to be involved in this. I wonder if some teachers are like, look, I just want to teach them the math and the science. Do we really have to bring up the whole gender thing? And that's why I said schools really should be different. And I wrote a piece on this, if you guys are interested, and I've said this on my show now for years. I think schools shouldn't be about, you know, we really don't need boy stuff, girl stuff that's done in schools. You teach everybody the basics in the morning. In the afternoon, it's all about learning the trades, doing practical work, doing group projects, exposure to the business world, healthcare, law. Everybody learns self-defense. Everybody learns first aid. Everybody learns CPR. They learn a second language. And you really don't have to keep gender in it. If you want to have bathrooms that are single bathrooms, boy, girl, that could be locked, and we make sure that security ensures that a boy and a girl don't go in there together so nobody gets attacked. You know, there's a way to do this without schools having to hijack the whole priority and purpose of education to the topic of gender. Now, I really appreciate what a lot of teachers go through and schools go through to teach our kids. And I understand that for some of these kids, they know their teacher better than their parents because they never see their parents. But this is starting to make school appear to be more political, just like colleges. I am blown away by what some of these professors are telling these students. And it's like, they're supposed to be just teaching the basics. Why? Where is all this? I heard a teacher say, well, guys, if you want to watch the news, you watch NPR. Just tell them to watch the news and pick a station that appeals to them. Don't be pivoting them all to NPR. There's bias in news. Just as if I heard a professor say, only watch Fox News. No, I think if you want to get the news, you want to get it from a variety of sources. How many times have we heard weather different just by looking at multiple sources? But if our colleges are going to be breeding grounds for liberalism, and if our schools are going to be breeding grounds for, you know, campaign to you don't have to be a boy or girl, we're really going to be losing focus on what these kids really need to learn. Okay, our kids need to be able to support themselves, hunt, fish, feed their family. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. For the first time ever, the President of the United States will not be at any of the sites of the terrorist attacks to commemorate September 11th. President Biden will instead mark the grim anniversary with a speech in Alaska. This as those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the Pentagon are being honored Monday.
I'm especially moved to be here with the family members of those we lost, the survivors of the attacks, and with the first responders who raced to save innocent lives.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin marking the 22nd anniversary of the attacks during a ceremony in Arlington, Virginia. Rescue efforts are continuing in Morocco days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck the country. The death toll stands at more than 2,100, with thousands more injured. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this weekend I was with my friends and their mother, and their mother is older than Biden and is shorter as can be. She could be president, to be honest. And it's amazing to see the difference, which is why I can't stand when I hear people say Biden is too old to be president. We really need to call it like it is. This isn't an age thing. It's a Joe Biden thing. He's struggling. And somebody could be in their 80s and be very functional. And be, you know, and not say stupid things and be very powerful. It's just, he isn't very powerful and able to do what needs to be done. I had watched a little bit of his press conference in Hanoi, Vietnam, and he had told everybody he has to go to bed. And I did a double take. And I'm like, again, that's not really what you kind of hear from a president. I need to go to bed. I'm not present. I'm telling you guys, you know what, man, when I get home, I am going to bed. Hey, that's, yeah. But I'll say that. I will tell people I'm going to bed because there's nothing to see here. Nothing important's going on. I gotta, you know, I'm done. I'm going to bed. I'm gonna, you know, call it a night. It was good. Have a beer on me. It's a very casual. You know, I've faulted his speechwriters because even with his cognitive decline, his speechwriters could say, "All right, I got a lot of work to do in the morning. We're going to hit it hard. I'm going to turn in now." If you had to bring up that you need to go Betty by, you know, say, look, you know, we're hitting it first thing in the morning. I need to prepare for the morning. In fact, to be honest, that's what I do. I left a party last night. Say, look, I gotta prep for the morning. But it wasn't even, I got to go to bed. And I got to prep. The Cowboys won by 40. What was it? 40-0 to the Giants. I don't need to watch the rest of the game. I'm going to prep for my show. Because, yay, Cowboys. And, yep. So, to tell everybody, I need to go to bed. It's what Grandpa says. Now, when the kids are driving him crazy, leave Grandpa alone. He has to go to bed. So it was very, very odd. He looked sleepy, and I get you could be jet lagged. I mean, I was impressed that he did make it all the way there. But apparently they cut out his conference with jazz music, and he went, you know, he was, I guess, calling on journalists, and then he shuffled away, and it was not a good look for him. And then here is September 11th, and he's not here, of course. I think we really, really have a problem. And I think the country is noticing it. I think his staff is struggling. I don't want the executive branch and our military to be so overwhelmed with the Biden image. They got other stuff to do. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever worked for a corporation, but you need everybody on autopilot. Yeah, you might need to kind of, you know, groom a couple people. You might need to give them, you know, a little bit of guidance on a few things. But for the most part, when you have somebody heading a department, you're like, okay, you got this because I got this. And to me, it looks like that his team is overwhelmed. There's so many things that he could be doing. And I get he was in Vietnam, so now to get back for 9/11, yeah, it's a lot. But I think he's in Alaska right now, so he went to Alaska. But this is, I think, the first time that a president has not spent September 11th in either D.C. or one of the three crash sites. And I get he had to be in Vietnam to, you know, shore up relations, but he's not instilling what really needs to be instilled. And we knew this was happening when he was running for office, and you didn't have to be Democrat or Republican to know that this was going to be a problem. And we're being told that he wants to run again, and he will run again. And there's Biden-Harris ads all over the place. And this makes us nervous. You know, what happened on our soil, where almost 3,000 people were killed, whether it was Manhattan, the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, you know, a stand of force, a, you know, Kamala Harris is there, which is nice, but this is our time to unify everybody. And that's what I said opening up. Okay, we're pissed. You did what to America? This happened on our soil, and twice, because they tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 93. And they did this to us, and they did it with our own airplanes. Our level of preparedness should now be one of the highest ever. And I think our military is the best ever. But what have the focus been on? Wearing high heels, you know, woke stuff, drag, our recruiting is down. We, for some reason, decided to offer free college when that's what the military uses to get people in and recruit, the free college. Well, I mean, are you trying to screw with our military? It's embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. And we need people to fear America, respect us, know that if you even mess with us, we're going to bring the rain. Look, we have hostages in other countries, the journalists. What are we doing? It's supposed to be if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And instead, the priorities just seem to be different. Now, I went to Israel, and of course, their priorities is security 24/7, you know, making sure people have a place to pray, the Sepulchre of Christ, very well guarded, but you have the Christian section of Jerusalem, you have the Muslim section of Jerusalem, the Israeli section of Jerusalem. You had security, but it didn't feel like, I really felt like there's more security at airports in America than there. And I think it's because people know you aren't really going to mess with anybody there. You're not going to go to the Western Wall and mess with Israel will be on you. They'll know what you're doing before you even get there. You're not going to mess with the Muslim section. You're not going to mess with the Christians. No way. You will be beaten. Not going to happen. And I felt so safe over there. Why? Well, there's always at that level, that focus, that priority of safety. People should be able to pray in peace. Not have to worry about stabbings. Not have to worry about, terrorist attacks. We have a bigger country than Israel. I get it. But it's, it's all right. Ignore Governor Abbott and let the border be as porous as it needs to be. Meanwhile, we are seeing pictures not only of wolves in sheep's clothing, but wolves. We are seeing individuals with automatic weapons coming across the border. People have been talking about this now for years. When are we going to protect ourselves? So if September 11th doesn't remind our leaders that we need to do a much better job. Somebody had even suggested that the cyber force, or that you know how we have the six branches of the military, including Space Force, it should be cyber force. Because that's going to be where our next attack is. And it's going to cripple us, especially for those of us that have electric cars and rely on everything with the electric grid and computers. We're going to be in trouble. So, don't get me started. Our medical system is really vulnerable. I keep talking about that. September 11th reminds me that we got caught with our pants down. And we lost lives we should have never lost. And we need to do a much better job. The fact that we got a warning in 1993 and we still got attacked in September 11th means we need to shift our priorities. 1-877-DRLEE.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I am a little confused by this. One of you had asked, why is milk being connected to white supremacy? Okay, I tell kids to drink their milk. I think it's a good source of dairy. I prefer milk over, not me, I don't really like the taste of milk, I don't drink milk, over cheese. We spoke about constipation and laxatives last time. So if you're adding some milk to, you know, your cereal, as long as it's not a sugary cereal, I'd rather you drink milk than soda pop. So milk, we've incorporated in many kids' diets. I know milk and cookies was a big thing growing up, but that's better than milk and soda pop. But apparently PETA had a tweet a while back, and PETA
said that cow's milk has long been a symbol used by white supremacists. One more reason to hashtag ditch dairy. Now, apparently there was an article on PETA's website. The agency had pointed to research that has found that white Europeans can digest lactose better. But they say that white supremacists have used that as an excuse to consider themselves the master race because of lactose intolerance. You kidding me? I am sure that white supremacists, like anybody else with certain foods, and I am not going to go there where you have, and honestly, because I do not want milk getting canceled by this. Milk has vitamin D, calcium, protein, low fat. Options can be nutritionally advantageous. From what I understand, the cows are not that uncomfortable as long as you milk them properly and you don't let them engorge. Cows, from what I understand, do not like to be engorged with milk. You know, I don't know if you've ever breastfed, but if you have to breastfeed, it hurts unless you're milked. So you gotta either pump or feed the baby. So that, you know, cows are on this earth for a purpose. Alright, their milk feeds their cows, and I really don't want to start canceling milk. But I did look it up. Apparently some white supremacists who were idiots, decided to take on milk. I don't even want to give it the time of day. So don't let anybody, try and cancel, you know, something that could be good for you. That's kind of where things are going to go these days, look at how, you know, somebody sees a rainbow and they're like, oh, okay, so you're pro LGBTQ+. You know, don't put a rainbow because then a rainbow's a rainbow. A rainbow is from the refraction of light used by moisture after a rain. Rainbows are amazing. But there's this ownership that people are using, you know, and then it starts to divide people. I don't want to see divide. I see a rainbow, it's amazing. Good for rain, that's beautiful. I see a pride flag, it's beautiful. But now a glass of milk. And what really stinks about this is if, let's say, the alt-right is using milk, right, to promote white supremacy, don't let them win on that. You know, there's this, I guess they called it the milk party, milk Twitter. I don't know, some real stupid stuff. Where politics goes too far is where it gets into our daily rhetoric. You know, the OK sign, I don't know if you guys remember, I don't know if you remember Beverly Hills Cop, where Eddie Murphy catches these bad guys at a bar, and then he gives the okay sign to Taggart, who was one of the detectives that he was, you know, that he helped take them down at the time when they were just supposed to be going to a strip club to hang out. And so the okay sign is something that we grew up with. The okay sign is now a sign of white supremacy, especially if you put it, I guess, upside down. I don't even know all the new things that are out there. And I'm baffled by it because you're going to have many individuals who just do not realize that they could be doing something that is inappropriate. And so I get nervous by that. So PETA, apparently this was a tweet, I think back in 2017, alerting people that cow's milk has been a symbol used by white supremacists, ditch dairy. And I don't know if nutritionists are all about ditching dairy. You know, dairy has protein, calcium. Wouldn't you rather people use a protein source from something that doesn't kill an animal? Dairy doesn't kill the animal. That's what these animals do. They give dairy. As opposed to, I'd rather have my protein from, you know, a piece of steak. To get steak, you got to kill the animal. So I'm a little confused by that. So that's interesting. But they recommend, PETA recommends OP macadamia, soy, tiger nut, cashew, almond, coconut, rice, hemp, hazelnut, flax milk as better alternatives. Yeah, I was never really a milk drinker. I never really liked the taste of milk. So I'm just not, you know, I'd rather drink water. But just to let you guys know, that's what's out there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of pets, we all like to protect our pets. And these apartment complexes are being kind of mean when it comes to pets. And the premiums people are getting for rental properties are pretty startling. They said the median monthly rent for property advertising that pets were permitted was $2,061, whereas the median rent for those who did not was $1,898. So that's easily about $150 a month. And so that could easily come to about, they say, close to $2,000 a year. And many individuals got pets when they were lonely and at home. And before any of you considered a pet on a limited budget, keep in mind they cost money. Right? Their food costs money. Their medical care costs money. We had to spend $5,000 when my dog all of a sudden tore her ligament. You know, it's like, wow, what happened there? And so it's very, very expensive. And pet insurance is expensive. So when people have animals, sometimes they're underestimating that if they move with that animal, there may be a rental property that would not be very open to that. Now, I get it. I have dogs and cats. If a cat goes pee-pee on the carpet, that carpet's ruined. If a dog digs up carpet, that carpet's ruined. Personally, I think all apartments should be ripping out the carpet after each. Because you know, people spill stuff. And I mean, I'm sure the pets aren't the only ones getting bodily fluids on the carpet. So if I was an apartment, I would do that. That's why you get a security deposit. And then you clean up the apartment, you repaint, you recarpet. But I think a lot of them aren't. So they want to salvage the carpet, maybe clean up the stains, get a carpet cleaned. But if there's an animal, that's harder to do. So I see why they're paying more. I get animals cost more. But keep in mind that if you're on a limited budget and you lost your job and there's high inflation, that your rent will go up. Now, one thing that might help is getting a service animal. Sometimes if you have documentation that the animal is a service animal, it might be able to allow you to save some money and say, look, I need to, you know, but... to be honest, these apartment complexes, now that there's so many being built, if they were smart, they would then decide to not limit who their customers are by saying, you know what, don't come here if you have a pet, or we're going to charge you more. But they know they have a captive audience if you have a pet. So be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.